Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the WEEI studios.
Brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Let's go Celtics. 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey station.
This hour of the award-winning Fitzy and Hart Show is brought to you by Eagle Bank.
One can't help but be positive.
Cam Newton!
The other can't help but be negative.
Bleep you, you bleeping bleepity bleep.
The only thing they seem to agree on is that they can barely agree on anything.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm Andy Hart. I'm not happy about this.
It's sports radio for the passionate fan.
What's up, Nick?
And grumpy dad in all of us.
That is just so stupid.
Fitzy and Hart.
Yes, I've been listening, Andy.
On Boston Sports Original.
I like the way Andy Hart does it.
Might have Nick just take over.
WEEI.
Third and final hour of the Fitzy and Hart program, the award-winning Fitzy and Hart program.
Yeah, did I miss an award or something?
I gave you an award.
Oh, you missed the ceremony? Oh, it was great, Stiz. It was tremendous. There was a buffet.
Yeah, steak tips.
Whoa!
We had Floramos, the best steak tips in Boston. I know that's a hot take, but I'll stand behind it. Not Chelsea, cool. Right, Stiz? That's right, and they actually just opened a new location in Wakefield, so shout out the team at Floramos.
Nice. Why have I not had these?
Oh, dude, they're the best. They're unbelievable. I mean, I know everyone had, like, one way, I saw something on TikTok that was trending the other day. It was, tell me you're from Boston without telling me you're from Boston, and then people were, like, duetting off of that and, like, coming up with, like, you know, regionalisms, massholery, and whatnot. Just like getting into a full-fledged argument over the best steak tips is definitely one of the best ways to tell somebody you're from Massachusetts or Boston without actually saying you're from Massachusetts or Boston.
I think we should have a whole show dedicated to sampling various steak tips.
We'll call it the tip-off or just the tips.
Just the tips. Definitely just the tips. And Andre Tippett can be our celebrity judge.
He would probably show up for it.
Tips, tips.
Tips, tips. Okay. We need to do this.
Well, and I'm happy to raise money for the Patriots Charitable Foundation or a charity of his choice. I will happily tell you what.
Okay, good. You make your charity. All right, we're going to make this happen. One Saturday, we'll get a couple of different local restaurants that sell, distribute, like Dom's, obviously, the great purveyors of sausages, meats. I happen to think their steakhouse chicken is the best. We can maybe get Dom's, Conrad's. We can get Floramos, a few other favorites. Bring them in. We'll have the tips or the Fitzy and Hart's first annual tip off, just the tips, and then we'll raise money. Your Patriots charity of choice, perhaps. I could give either to the Greater Boston Food Bank, which of course I'm running the Lord Hobo 617K next Sunday on Father's Day for, or maybe my guy, our pal Joe Andruzzi, whose foundation is having their annual golf tournament Monday, and of course you know the amazing work that the Joe Andruzzi Foundation does. They help pay the bills of those who are in need whenever the biggest coward in the world, cancer, comes knocking on their door. So let's make this happen, Captain. Sometime between now and the end of summer, the sales department will completely ignore all of our emails.
Of course.
I think we're just going to have to make it happen ourselves.
You want something done right? You do it yourself or
you
have
do
Fitzy
it
do
yourself.
It. Fitzy, why don't you do it?
Yeah. See, now all of a sudden it's on me. Stiz, you're in charge of getting Floramos in, and I'll work a couple other angles, okay?
I'm going to pass it off to Ken, but sure.
Okay, great. So it's been canceled. All right. It was
it
a good idea.
It just fell apart that quickly.
That's my life. And I have lots of really good ideas. They all go nowhere.
Me too.
Exactly. Well, that's our life. That's why they put us together. Quick random little tidbit. You like a tidbit? Do you like a factoid, Andy?
Sure.
Dan on line one has one for you. Dan, how are you?
Better be good.
Big stuff, fitzy and hot, fun fact of the day. Who celebrated their 100th birthday yesterday?
I don't know.
10 seconds, Bob.
Well, did this person celebrate it somewhere over the rainbow?
That would be correct. Judy Garland.
There you go. As a Wizard of Oz 100. Mention gets made
She's
on our sports
kicking?
Radio program. No, it would. Yes, Judy Garland is 100.
Oh, I thought. I
yes,
thought she
and
was
she does high. Parkour, Andy. It'd
be more impressive if she actually celebrated it. Jesus, she did.
Thank you. Hey, but somebody at least wanted to give us a fun factoid of the day. So there you go. Now, the fun factoid.
It wasn't
of the
so
day.
Fun when I found out she's dead.
Save that drop, Stace.
It could be taken out of context.
That'll be in the open for next week's show. We'll see if we can also pull together our new favorite segment of the show, Best Worst. That's where we take the best call of the day and the worst call of the day. And put them together at the last segment of the show. Andy, any front runners for you so far?
We've had a pretty, I think, middling show. I don't think there's been a lot of polar calls on the extremes. For example, how'd your chant go last night? F-U-C Clay.
Oh, no, that didn't pick up any traction.
You failed us?
Yes, I will admit to it, okay? Yes, Lord Vader, now are you going to choke me out? Because
I could.
What, you're always way too eager to respond in a positive capacity to wanting to inflict violence on me.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Well, obviously, you've got some issues. Why don't you go to an axe throwing bar or something one of these days and just
You come with me and I will.
That's not how it works. I don't know if you've been to one.
One of those break stuff places, whatever they call those new things.
Rage room. Yes. You need to go to a rage room.
And come with me.
Again, I don't know why I have to be there. You could just tell me that you went. I would trust you, but that's
just
fine.
Hold the plate right in front of your face.
Speaking of holding the plate right in front of your face, this week was Patriots mandatory veteran mini camps.
Yes.
Our own Andy Hart, as well as Kyrie Thompson from WEEI.com, had a chance to be down there. Andy, for those who did not have access to, that would be pretty much everyone not in the media. So
yeah.
For the Foxborough Fanimals, the Patriots pals out there who would like to... Well, they've been told they should worry about their offense. They've been told that we don't have enough talent around here. They've been told it's a bad offseason and everyone else got better and you got worse.
Could and that was just a single conversation with Chris Scheim on the Six Rings podcast. All
Nicely
those negative
done.
Things.
Nicely that done. If anyone guy. Probably deserves to hold a plate up in front of you in a rage room or an axe throwing bar, but I digress. Andy, share with the audience, if you will, some of... the notes and nuggets, and dare I say, some of the more positive posits that you took away from this week's minicamp.
Well, there's two ends of the spectrum where I'd begin, and the first is the big name, big story, Mac Jones. Mac Jones looked really good. He looked good in OTAs. He looked really good in these 2 days of minicamp. He was excited. He was energetic. He was getting the ball down the field, making plays with his weapons. He was authoritative. He was telling everybody exactly where he wanted them and when he wanted them there. And then when he spoke with the media, when the third day of minicamp was canceled, he basically said, yeah, I've taken ownership of this offense. That's the point of the quarterback, to lead everybody else. And when his teammates were asked about it, I believe Jacoby Myers said, yes, he's taken ownership of the offense. That's a yes in capital letters with exclamation mark, as he put it. So... this whole year two jump for Mac Jones, can it happen? Will it happen? Is Joe Judge or Matt Patricia going to screw it up for him? The early shorts and T-shirt action on the practice fields behind Gillette Stadium, I would say, was borderline nothing but positive when it comes to anything dealing with Mac Jones, who is the franchise quarterback. Where he goes, they go. So a good start to the summer. How do you like that?
That's
all
a great
positive,
start.
All Andy. I don't just have to rant negative against Jason Tatum. I can rant positive for Mac Jones.
Yeah, you can toot that horn. You can champion the man. Good for you. I appreciate that. But all right. Are you sure you haven't tapped into the old boat keg yet? A little too early today,
possible.
Pal?
It's possible.
It's nice for people to hear this because I think there's. Well, they've been told, like I said, all offseason that the offense is in trouble. We don't like this new play-calling paradigm.
Still could be.
Still could. Exactly. But, like, you have to put the ball in your quarterback's hands, and you want to know that the quarterback is making strides. And he had a very good rookie season. I know it tapered off a bit towards the end. But to see that he put on a little weight, the right kind of weight, that he got himself into shape. And I know you said, of course, everyone's going to be tooting his horn now because, yes, he worked with Tom House in the offseason. Yes, he's making positive strides, and he's looking more the part of a franchise quarterback. But you really want to see your quarterback, like you said, take the reins, take charge. Like, one of the things I think a lot of fans have been concerned about is the deficit of on-field leadership, if you will, especially on offense, because you go from the greatest on-field leader of all time. Then you have someone else who wants to try to do it, but as Cam Newton recently admitted, he didn't really get much of a grasp of the Patriots' offense. Spoiler alert, Cam, those of us watching the games kind of knew that you had trouble with it in 2020.
You didn't have a great grasp of the ball either.
Didn't have a great grasp of much, unfortunately. But he jumped on the proverbial grenade, if you will, in a pandemic following Brady, so I'll always appreciate him for that. But to see the strides Mac Jones, that's my opinion. That's yours. That's fine. That's why we do what we do, and that's why we are who we are, Andy. But to know that Mac Jones has been making those strides, that's a great step in the right direction. Yes, it's only shells and shorts. I know they're just out there in red jerseys and the helmets and whatnot, but it's a step in the right direction.
Better than the alternative.
Which, of course, would be,
like Mac chaos. Jones showed up. He looks like a wallflower. The ball's hitting the ground all the time. Like, pudgy.
He's EJ Manuel. He's sailing it into the stands. He's throwing it at photographers. He put on 60 pounds. Now he looks like a member of the Klumps family. Yep. Yeah, like, no. That's
Give
not
him credit
want.
For what it is. It's minor. It's spring. It's shorts. But it's better than the alternative. Now, can I give you I was actually mocked at baseball practice by one of my assistant coaches for this note that I wrote on WEEI.com on Friday. He's like, wait, you started with Mac Jones and then your second point was Jake Bailey? Jake Bailey was great at minicamp? I don't make up the facts. I just report the facts. And if you asked me.
I will ask you on
no,
the other side.
No, you're not doing this. Will you cut me off?
I'm not cutting
me off in Massachusetts. You're getting the bird.
I'm not cutting you off, Andy. I am keeping the show on the tracks and
why
or the
start
rails.
Now?
Why start? Oh,
it's a fair point.
You know what, Stiz? You're a son of a bitch, just like both of you coming at me for trying to do my job. How dare you?
Around here.
All right. Yes, we do. That's the whole point of the program. All right. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. If you would like to call in and criticize me for trying to do my job, or if you would like to talk to Andy Hart about his Jake Bailey point, or if you just want to say something to Stiz, of course you can still call in about the Celtics. We're just talking a little Patriots just to take your mind off of it for a little bit. But the shall we say, our Saturday afternoon live unfiltered version of the Green Line where you can call in not to talk about Draymond Green, but rather complain and or wish well to the Green as they go back to San Francisco for Monday's Game 5 following a loss last night. It's wide open for you. All right, someone sponsored trending. We got to do it. Stiz!
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending right now is brought to you by McDonald's. Download the McDonald's app, join My McDonald's Rewards, and start earning points good for free food every time you order. Excludes delivery, download, and registration required. Trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Warriors beat the Celtics 107-97 last night. The NBA Finals 2022 is tied up at two games apiece. It's a best of three the rest of the way. Steph Curry, 43 last night, 10 rebounds. He was the star of the game. Andrew Wiggins with a nice complimentary effort for Golden State. Playoff career high, 16 boards and 17 points. Tatum had a team-high 23 points, started out 4-6, sadly finished 4 for his next 17. Tough night all around on the offensive floor for the Seas. I apologize for that noise, folks. There is a child on the broadcast. The Red Sox beat the Mariners. Meanwhile, game 5 is Monday night at 9 o'clock. Andy, behave yourself, please. The Red Sox beat the Mariners 4-3 last night. Rich Hill, he went 4-1/3, he allowed 2, struck out 6. Dahlbeck had a ding-dong. Diekman got the W. Hauk with the save. Sox and Mariners play the second of their three-game series tonight. Michael Wacha, who has been a revelation this season on the hill for the Red Sox, takes to the mound opposite George Kirby. Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming. They got the call tonight. First pitch at 10:10 across the Shaws and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network. You got the Visit Massachusetts pregame show with Brian Barrett at 9:10, sponsored by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Start your Massachusetts summer adventure at visitma.com. The Lightning have a chance to make their third consecutive Stanley Cup final tonight. Game 6 against the Rangers. I believe they've won 3 in a row. That puck drop is at 8 p.m. And that is what is trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now, we're right back to it. Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Just a few minutes left, shall we say. We got two breaks left, half an hour until we pass the baton to the hardest working man in sports broadcast in New England, Brian Barrett. He's going to hang with you for a while. Of course, then he's got the Brian Barrett pregame show, the Visit Massachusetts pregame show, I should say, before Red Sox tonight. Like, this guy does it all. Then, of course, he's on tomorrow from 11 to 3. In the 12 to 1 hour, he'll be joined by yours truly for a little noontime afternoon delight with your old pal Fitzy. And then from 1 to 3, I pass the baton to Andy Hart. So it's a team effort here. I appreciate the fact that everybody realizes what a special time of year it is. Desperate times or big times call for big measures and grand responses. And I appreciate the fact that everyone's hustling on the website, jumping on board everyone's shows, helping out. Great live broadcast. Thanks once again to our friends at Lord Hobo yesterday for having us at the Lord Hobo Seaport for a little Merlone, Fourier, and Mego and an impromptu two-hour Mud at Night featuring Fitzy and Hart. Highly recommend you get a 617 lager and those ridiculous biscuit sort of oriented pretzel bites, Andy, that we had last night. Oh, mercy, those were good.
Yeah, they got the Andy Hart stamp of approval. No question. And I think you are being a little dismissive of the nachos, quite honestly. I think those were equally as enjoyable.
They were pretty darn good.
I don't know if nachos can be termed healthy. I'm not sure how that works. I'm not a dietitian. I'm not Ted Harper. I'm not advising anybody. But they felt relatively healthy as far as nachos go. I'll say that as well.
It wasn't like the movie theater, like the pump cheese.
I felt like I was eating quality, like ingredients where I could kind of feel good about myself. Not that I just mowed down, liquid cheese or quasi cheese or anything like that. I felt, there was some lettuce. There was some other stuff on there.
There was a little queso fresco on top. Who doesn't love that?
I felt good.
It was good. That was everything about it was great. Everything about it right up until the fourth quarter.
Game time.
It was a damn near perfect Friday night. The weather was nice.
Awesome.
Warmish, but cool at the same time. Oh, the electricity, the energy, the attendance.
Wah,
by the way,
wah, wah.
We took 1,000 calls yesterday for, recommendations for chants and cheers against Golden State, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, who called us classless, dropping F-bombs in front of the children. He shamed us. How dare you? That's what Boston does. It's who we are. Last night, all it was just an F-U Klay. It was pretty, you know, I got to say, like, I could not turn that tide, Andy. You couldn't get an alternative cheer going. No one was into it. It just, it kept starting from, like, the same part of the arena, and I couldn't turn the tides, if you will. I couldn't change the tone and temperature of what was going on.
And I'm okay with the simple F-U Klay.
Yeah, but
it would have been more impactful in victory than in defeat. But
it would have. But, you know, but also that's what they did for Draymond. Portnoy was down there courtside with his Draymond as a jerk face T-shirt barking at him when he got pulled from the game. All right. You got your moment. You did your thing. Hooray, hooray. But I would have appreciated. I told you I love the good old fashioned just like Draymond or just like Klay, just like, and then just like you can do it often enough that they would turn to the crowd and be like, stop it, shut up, quit being mean to me, you guys.
I also, you know, don't hate the original just boo every time a guy touches the ball. Anytime a guy is like the center of the screen kind of positioning on the court, boo him. A heavy, healthy, hearty boo. I think boos have been a lost art. Just boos.
Just a good old-fashioned boo?
Yeah. I think 18,000 people booing, it can be pretty annoying to people.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right, so we were talking about your observations from the mandatory veteran minicamp this week. The line is still open at 617-779-7937 to get in on anything Celtics-related from Game 4, talking Game 5 in advance. Andy and I will offer up our keys to victory and what the Celtics need to do in the final segment, but you guys are welcome to jump in at any time. Talking a little Patriots right now, just to flip the script and turn the page. Aside from Mac Jones making the progress that he did, Andy, which we discussed on this week's editions of the Six Rings podcast, available now at WEEI.com, Apple Pods, Spotify, wherever else you get them. What else stood out? I think you were mentioning Jake Bailey returning to form, if I will.
We had Marcus Smart talking about ball watching. Well, I was watching Jake Bailey's balls, and I was impressed because Jake Bailey was booming the ball at Patriots minicamp. As I described it today for somebody, one of my assistant coaches who was mocking me, it was almost a record scratch moment when he punted the ball, or just like a, oh, well, that's different. Just absolutely crushing the ball. 5.5, 6 seconds hang time, full length of the practice field, giving fits to Jake Jack Jones, the Joneses, whoever else was back there.
Jack Jones, who, by the way, was signed to a 4-year rookie deal on Thursday afternoon, I believe, or so the team announced.
Yeah.
4 years, up to $4.4 million in value. Good for him. And I think that leaves the Patriots now with $9.32 in free agent money.
Yeah, I'm not really worried. Two things are meaningless in the NFL. The salary cap and rookie contract signings.
And the Jets. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, three, except when you joined their bandwagon on draft night. But Jake Bailey, you know, it's funny because we talked earlier about Tatum. Is he hurt? We're going to find out. Is he hurt? Is he gutting through it? Is some of the missed shooting and stuff go back to a shoulder injury? He's going to have cert, like all these things. Well, Jake Bailey is not a superstar, but he was an all-pro punter the year before, and then he kind of sucked last year. And a lot of Patriots fans, Fitzy types, wanted to turn on him. His salary's too much because he was an all-pro, made the Pro Bowl. He makes almost $4 million. Get rid of him.
Hold on. We did not turn on him.
Oh,
we
you
were
did.
Just trying.
You
no,
did.
We were imagining.
You did. All you
we
did.
We were
imagining
that Bill Belichick would look at the punter and say, a little bit of a down year last year. Obviously, the guy has talent. If I can save $3 to $3.5 million and get 85% of what Jake Bailey delivers at 15% of the price, none of us would have been surprised if Belichick perhaps made that move. And no way, shape, or form did I denigrate Jake Bailey, his efforts, his potential, or spot on the team. I would like to make sure you are standing corrected and the record reflects it. Please continue.
You and your types wanted to run him out of town. Well, the big leg that made him an all-pro is back, baby. And I think clearly whatever that knee injury was that had him listed on the injury report and they worked out punters and various issues throughout the season, he looks like he's back, and he looks like he's ready to be a weapon for a team that is probably going to need every hidden yard, every special teams play that it can possibly get over the course of the 2022 season as this new-look offense, this new-look defense, the competition's great, all those factors play together. So Jake Bailey, I would argue, was actually the most impressive player on the practice fields. But there was another guy that stood out, And he's a guy that I don't know what his long-term shot is to make the team, impact the team, but his buddy, his carpool buddy from a year ago, two rookies came to Foxborough. One was the first-round pick. One was the last-round pick. Trey Nixon, the wide receiver Ernie Adams selected in the 2021 draft in the seventh round. He had a hell of a camp over 2 days, catching the ball, beating Jonathan Jones, one-handed catches, beating Sean Wade, torching him down the field, making plays. And his carpool buddy, we learned later that Mac Jones and Trey Nixon rode to practice every day basically last year, took their COVID tests on a daily basis together. They clearly have a pretty good relationship, rapport, friendship, whatever you want to call it. And Trey Nixon, it's an uphill battle because I do think they have a pretty competitive, if not top-heavy, wide receiver depth chart. But Trey Nixon's a guy to keep an eye on as you start to go down to training camp in late July, early August, and read all the training camp reports, because the second-year receiver looks like he's ready for a year two jump.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, after he just flat-out didn't show up last year, and of course, right, if there was going to be an alternative receiver making the Patriots or flashing last year, everyone wanted to see Christian Wilkerson. They saw him in the Jacksonville game, caught a bunch of touchdowns. Then it turned into, how come this guy is so much better than N'Keal Harry and we can't, and Harry stinks, and why is he still on the team? I don't think N'Keal Harry makes the team this year. I think you have seen what you will see of N'Keal Harry in a Patriots uniform. And it's not just because of his inability to make clutch catches, be in the right spot, or do anything aside from block against Buffalo in a sideways windstorm game in Orchard Park. He's just not, he's thinking too much. He has not made any progress. He definitely needs what his agent asked for last year, a relocation, a second
he's
chance.
He's just not good.
Just to be anywhere. Maybe he's just not good.
He's
maybe
not.
He flat out just isn't good. But Trey Nixon, when given a chance to shine, to just make that enough of a flash. We talked about this on the podcast this week, but I'm really, really curious if this is, oh, he looked good in June because he was given an opportunity, but with both with Kendrick Bourne not there one day and to start to blossom into a legitimate receiver now that he's got chemistry with Mac and he's had some time to process the evolving playbook that is receiving its new terminology. We'll get to that in a second. I think this kid could be a, like, what a great bonus that would be if you already have Bourne, who seems to understand the system and has nice chemistry with Mac. If you have Devontae Parker, who we hope, I've given it 12 and a half games of the 17 game schedule. That's the over under. I'm hoping that he tags the under, but he's only played one full season in 7 years in the NFL. If you have your tight ends, if Jonnu Smith does anything, like if Trey Nixon can come in, and obviously I'm not making much mention of Aguilar. Oh, and Jacoby Myers, who's bulked up a little bit as well. If you can get anything from this kid, or if he turns into any sort of, maybe deep threat is too much to put out there, right, Andy? For Trey Nixon? What do you think? Well, let's say he makes the roster. He's active for 53. He actually sees a little game action. He's more than just a camp wonder or a summertime story. What could Trey Nixon be?
Throw a something solid all-around receiver. Like, okay. I don't think there's any one aspect of his game where you're going to be like, so Tyquan Thornton, he runs a 4-2, mm-hmm. So people are expecting him to blaze down the field. He's not going to be that. Like, just a, you know, Jabbar Gaffney, is he capable of making a play kind of receiver to start? Who knows where it goes? I'm, you know, guys develop all the time. And I joked on the podcast that Julian Edelman built a career in part by nuzzling up to Tom Brady and just being there for the quarterback all the time, working out, doing everything he needed to do with the quarterback. If Trey Nixon can go down that road and, you know, maybe they move on. I mean, forget it. When they move on from N'Keal Harry this offseason, barring
not
any
if, but when, yes,
hellacious injuries or anything to other guys on the roster, and guys like Christian Wilkerson maybe play their way through the system. Okay, you had your shot. You had your moment in the sun. You move on. He slides into that developmental role, bottom of the depth chart. And then all of a sudden, well, Nelson Aguilar's gone a year from now, and uh-oh, Tyquan Thornton didn't develop how we wanted. And it's like, huh. Trey Nixon's still here, and he's been okay. Like, those guys, sometimes just being there and taking care of your business bumps you up the depth chart just by the natural evolution of time, team, other players. So I don't want to, like, unfairly put too much on this seventh-round pick in his second year, but he looked good. He made plays. He was competitive. And I will say the one area of minicamp that you can actually watch and see some competitive nature is wide receivers, cornerbacks, right? Like, You're basically not supposed to touch them anyway in a game, so you guys can kind of compete right here. And in that world, Trey Nixon held his own against Again, Jonathan Jones might be your best Patriots corner, or certainly one of your top veteran corners. Mm-hmm. Sean Wade is supposed to, at one point in time, was seen as like a good slot corner, developmental guy at Ohio State, former future first-round pick, and, you know, he's holding his own against these theoretical better talents. That's a first step in the process for him.
That's a first step in the right direction towards making the team first off and then
positive
making the active
Andy.
Roster. Wow, look who's back. Look
back
who's back, everybody.
Andy's back.
Positive Andy is back in the house. Let's see if we actually have some positivity on the line right now. Paul would like to talk a little Jason Tatum as we return to the Celtics calls. 617-779-7937. Paul, what's going on?
Good afternoon, Fitzy and Hot. How are you, gentlemen?
Hanging in there, my man. Hanging in. How about you?
Wait for Miller Lite.
Good, good. Getting ready to go to downtown Westfield for the bands at 4. Two quick comments before I talk about Tatum. Without Hart, we don't have objective, constructive criticism. I always study my enemies. I key in on what they have to say because you might learn something. So thank you, Mr. Hart. And
you're welcome.
One quick word. Before you start criticizing and dumping on the Patriots for one preseason snap, I have one word for them. Silence! Now off to Tatum. This is frustrating. I hope the caller, well, I don't hope, but the caller earlier said he might have a muscle in his shoulder. That would make sense. For someone like myself who was a pure wrestler, like Allstate, you know, 74-4, it's very frustrating to see someone
nice
that
flex.
Performs that well and do such a good job and then just basically disappear. You know, for an example, once I ate Susie Q's and Welch's under the lights in Westfield gym and projectile vomited and ended up losing a match because I was sick. But I don't think Tatum's sick.
That'll happen.
And if he's
That'll
not
happen.
Sick, oh, it did. It was disgusting. Talk about dramatic irony. If he's not injured, it has to be psychological, in which case, you know, there's some very simple sports advice about focus on solutions, not problems. And if he's warming up too much, it's possible he's burning himself out before the game starts. But it just, it like, you know, like Andy's saying, it's hard to believe someone that good can just all of a sudden be that bad. We got to figure out why, because it makes a huge difference, obviously.
Mm. Yep.
Oh, it's the impact is almost incalculable. I mean, you can kind of quantify exactly what the impact of Jason Tatum's injury or his inability to play to Tatum-like levels has been so far, Paul. And thank you both for the call and the cautionary reminder to never have Susie Q's and Welch's grape juice before any athletic endeavor.
What are Susie Q's?
Susie Q's are like they're like chocolate Twinkie sponges. It's like a chocolate Twinkie sandwich. So you have like the sort of like Hostess or Drake's cake filling, and then it's sandwiched between two like chocolate sponge cakes. But they're not like, it looks like it honestly looks like a little sandwich.
Okay, and those things are all kind of the same. It's just different.
No,
you know?
I mean, they're similar-ish, but like, you know, like.
Put together differently.
Little Debbie Nutty Bars are quite different from Susie Q's. You'll find them in the same section of
the
store.
Right. No, but I mean, there's a lot of different chocolate with white filling in a certain shape covered in something kind of stuff.
And I like none of them, and I like absolutely.
You don't like any of those, like, Little Debbie snacks?
Oh, no, I love them. I just don't love those particular ones where it's like a chocolate sponge cake and then like...
What about a Swiss roll? Is that what that's called?
Oh, no, a Swiss roll is a different thing altogether because that's like a... That's the... is it the ho-hos? Is that what those... Ring-dings?
Ring-dings, yeah.
Swiss, yes.
But the Swiss roll I eat, and I might be a weirdo here, I don't just like bite it and eat it. I chew off like a rabbit all the little chocolate outer coating and then I unroll... the cake with the, and then I eat it like it's a flat like a flatbread.
Okay.
Is that
weird? Might be the creepiest thing anyone
it's
has
so
ever
good.
Said.
So good. It's what I do. I'm a little weird like that. I'll admit that. I also lick potato chips. Do you lick potato chips?
All right. I guess it's time for a commercial break.
Hi.
Whoa.
Just wait. None of you guys, you don't get a good Pringles salt and vinegar and lick the salt and vinegar off before you eat it?
Oh,
it's so good. No, try it next time. You have to lick Pringles, salt and vinegar, sour cream and onion. A good chip needs to be licked.
I don't even know what I try to always be ready with some sort of like verbal judo to be able to redirect some of the bizarre, sometimes negative energy that you send my way. I have no idea what to do with next time you
telling
get
you.
Salt and vinegar Pringles. Make sure you lick the chip.
It. Lick it before you eat it.
Stiz, do you have anything on that?
I mean, this is maybe one of the most bizarre things I think Andy has ever said. And I'm usually on his side with most things. I could see when you stick it in your mouth, not chewing it right away, and like kind of savoring the flavor, but
sucking
to physically,
on it? No,
yeah, kind of
lick the chip
it.
First. Lick
that
the
is
chip
wild.
First. You got to be gentle because it'll break.
I can actually hear people not just turning their radios, but pulling them out of their cars and throwing them onto the side of the road. Have mercy. I tried to keep the show on the rails and or to the tracks for as long as I could. I apologize to all of you. I'll be taking a lap after the program. All right. For all of you who like to unroll your Swiss rolls, to lick your chips, and, of course, just talk sports, one more break here with Fitzy and Hart before we hand it over to Brian Barrett. Boy, we thought he was weird for not loving water and thinking music is obnoxious. We will get to our best and worst calls of the day and wrap it up, put a bow on it, et cetera, in just moments. Fitzy and Hart, Chip Lickers here on EEI.
WEEI. We are right back to Fitzy and Hart.
Streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Yes, each and every time the two of us take to the microphone together, especially when conversations erupt over the licking of potato chips, we walk the line. It's Fitzy and Hart here wrapping things up. We'll be closing up shop in just a couple minutes and then passing the baton to Brian Barrett for his show, which will probably be heavy Celtics. He'll have some of his next-gen analytics, stats and figures that none of us can still figure out where he gets them from. I definitely want to just spend one day in the metaverse and or wherever Brian Barrett gets all of his stats and figures, because they are amazing, Andy. And a lot of us also like to use them on our shows, and then hopefully people give proper attribution.
Yeah, I steal them all the time. It's great.
Ain't no, yeah, listen, thanks, rising B. tide, right? Rising tide.
That's right. We're a team.
Boats.
We're a team.
Exactly. Just a couple of take snakes with a frequency modulated broadcast. All right, Andy, earlier in the program, we said we would do a little best worst. It's my favorite new feature here on the program, where we replay the best call of the day and the worst call of the day. Eventually, we'll get a sponsor. No, we won't, but we'll try to get one. Sales will ignore the emails. Yep. And we'll try to at least put together some production for best worst. Our worst call of the day, we'll start there. Let's get the bad news first, everybody, and then we'll finish with the best. Our worst call of the day, unfortunately, was our first call of the day. So I guess it's first worst. A big fan of the program called in. I believe his name's Andrew. And instead of, as a lot of people did, wondering what's wrong with Jason Tatum and or criticizing him for his recent efforts, decided to take it another level and propositioned a radical move I don't think anyone else was thinking of, especially during the NBA Finals. Go ahead, Stiz.
I think we take Jason Tatum. Do a sign-in trade for Bradley Beal, bring Bradley Beal in, because I've never seen Bradley Beal disappear in a game like I have Jason Tatum. 23 points, what does that matter if you've got 7 turnovers? You're effectively Grant Williams coming off the bench whenever Grant Williams has a bad game at that point. Bradley Beal, he's got that dog in him. He can do this. He can carry the team and be that number one that we need.
Trading Jason Tatum after the NBA Finals, win or lose, I think Andrew's believing that the Celtics would probably lose, for Bradley Beal, who's never played as deep in the playoffs as Tatum has multiple times, nor been to the finals, nor is he a first-team All-NBA player. Trade Tatum for Bradley Beal. Oh, and by the way, Beal is 4 years older, and I know that they're like hometown Biff's best friends. That was a, well, I appreciate the content, but a terrible idea.
Yeah, I know. Were we being trolled? Was that legitimate? Like, you think he legitimately believes the Celtics should trade Jason Tatum for Bradley Beal?
I think he actually believes that would
be
a good idea to change the offensive dynamic of the team. You know, the team that turned its season around and made it all the way to the NBA Finals and still has a chance of hoisting the Larry O'Brien, especially if they're able to do what they've done, which is not lose back-to-back games in the postseason. Yeah.
The team that was up 2-1 and leading in the fourth quarter to go up 3-1 against a dynastic team from Golden State and Steph Curry. Like, what? I'm as reactionary as anybody, and I was over-positive yesterday. I admit it. I apologize. I played part of the karma problem that took place at the Boston Garden yesterday. But now we're going to just blow it up and ship Jason Tatum out of town because he only had 23 points and had 6 turnovers in the fourth game of his first NBA Finals in his 24th year on the planet, 24 years old.
And fifth year in the association, yes. That's why we said it was worst and we played it first. Now let's try to end on something more positive. This one was also out there in the weirdo sphere, not quite as weird as Andy being a serial killer and unwrapping his Swiss rolls to eat them one deconstructed bite at a time. This caller's name was Dan, perhaps. I may have gotten it wrong. Of no matter. Talking about this was Paul, I believe. Excuse me.
Yo, Paulie.
The three steps to Celtics victory in Game 5 and the rest of the way.
It wasn't so fun when I found out she's dead.
Oh, sorry. That was the wrong one. That was I'm so sorry.
Career assassination.
Here we go. That's my favorite drop of the day, though. That's my favorite drop of the day. Andy's given us a lot to work with. We could have a whole Andy Hart soundboard just based on today's program alone. All right, Stiz, let's go with our quote-unquote best call of the day here on Best Worst.
All right, here we go.
I've figured out what the Celtics need to win this series. They need three things. They need to watch The Wizard of Oz because they need to find brains, heart, and courage.
And the other two steps, but that's fine. Okay, so we're just going to stick to the Wizard
brains,
of Oz.
Brains, heart,
right there.
And courage.
Brains, heart, and courage.
I don't hate it.
There are your three keys to victory for the Celtics the rest of the way. Brains, all right, they seem to have them, although sometimes they seem to forget them, especially when it's clutch time, panic time, end of the game time. Heart, I do believe they have heart. The heart is in place. The heart is not just talking to me on the radio right now.
Everyone's better with heart.
And do they have the courage, Andy? It seems they do.
Yes.
I mean, they've staged epic comebacks. They have gone on the road in must-win environments, hostile territory, elimination games, and been able to do it. I still think that they have a hard time Monday. I sadly, as we get ready to punch out here,
what?
I think Monday night, the road streak, the comeback streak after a loss in the postseason comes to an end.
So they lose the finals.
No.
You can't be predicting back-to-back wins.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying Monday night, Game 5, 9 o'clock.
If they lose that, the series is over. They're not beating Golden State twice, including Game 7 in Golden State, right?
Just you wait, Henry Higgins. Just you wait.
Yeah, I don't care for this plan.
My prediction was Celtics in 7. I said Celtics in 7. I'm sticking to it.
Down 3-2?
I just think Monday night's going to feel like the end of... It's going to feel like the Empire Strikes Back. Hope is lost.
Yeah, it should be lost, because so is the series. The series will be lost, too, if they lose that game.
Have some faith. Why don't you bleed green for a change, Hart?
I did yesterday, and I regret it.
Well, I hope no one regrets spending a little time on spring Saturday.
But
with
feel
Vince
better
Hart.
And go lick a chip.
Oh, my God. All right. You please feel free to press the off button at any point. Get to your boat. Go do your happy thing. Good job by you today.
He's licking the microphone.
That's enough. That's real. This has been WTMI, Too Much Information Radio with Fitzy and Hart. I'm at Fitzy GFY. Good job by you, Stanley Bruno, Stiz Grimey, the producer extraordinaire. Thank you for listening on WEEI and WEEI.com. And of course, Nick Fryer. Download the Odyssey app today. If you missed any of the program coming up, you got Brian Barrett here, Red Sox pregame show at 9:10 later on with Brian Barrett. First pitch, 10:10, Red Sox at Mariners, game 2. Go Sox, go Celtics, and go have a day, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.